Tragic.
Yep. I'm just saying, bro. Episode 104. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast. Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio, Stitcher. Wherever you can find a podcast, we there. Just type us in. I'm just saying, bro, podcast.
Wherever.
But we going to get right into it like always. You hear me?
We got
obviously
championship.
Go ahead, bro.
My fault. Yeah, we got to talk about these championship games, man. We got to get right into it. And what we going to, first one we going to get into is the little divisional matchup that happened in the AFC championship game. We're going to talk about them Rams and them 49ers. My biggest takeaway, bro, I'm going to throw a biggest takeaway out for me, and I'm going to throw it right back to you. My biggest takeaway is Jaquiski Tartt. That boy got paid off when he dropped that interception in the clutch.
I don't even think so, but got
paid off. That ball hit his hands again, and then it hit the ground.
That's a DB's dream.
Yeah.
That's a DB's dream. In an NFC championship game to ice the game, that's a dream. Like, Like, woo!
Bro, I would have been so sick. I know he was sick. Fred Warner was over there on the sideline trying to console him after that drive and all types of, man.
Ain't no consoling after that.
Yeah, bro. Ain't nothing you could say to me after that, bro. I basically done gave up our shot. I missed the shot for us. That was the shot right there. Matt Stafford threw that thing up. He went right back to Detroit, Matt Stafford, just throwing it up to anybody. Threw that jump right to the middle of the field.
He was trying to give him that game, especially, like, I didn't know what he was doing that last drive when he took off the run the first. I said, oh, Lord.
He almost got killed, too.
What is he doing? You know what I'm saying? So he was trying to get that game up. I ain't going to lie. Everybody was hyping Matthew Stafford up. I was like, hey, bro, he was trying to get that game up. I don't know if y'all watched the same game I was watching, but.
Oh, I watched it. I said the same thing. He definitely tried a couple times to get that game up, bro. He tried a couple times.
The Rams defense just wasn't having it. You could tell. It got to a point where they just locked in.
Yeah, Aaron Donald, he different, bro. We already knew he was different, but this is the first time I really seen him being like, you know, it just looked different. Like, he was being super vocal on the sideline, called the guy over, told him, like, look, we need to make some, you mean? It seemed like he just told him, look, bro, we not going home right here. I don't care what the scoreboard say. We not going home. We got to make some plays. If the offense not making the plays, we got to make the plays. That simple.
Yeah, that's the best player in the NFL.
Yeah.
You have to take that under you. You know what I'm saying? You have to take that on the chin. Like, bro, if y'all lose, bro, you are number one out of top 100 players in the NFL. That means you the best player in the NFL, bro.
That means
it's going to be on you. That's on you, bro. I'm not trying to hear Matthew Stafford and all that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he really took it like that. Like, listen, I don't care about what's going on that other side of the ball. We scrapping up.
Yeah.
Jalen gave that touchdown up, which was weird. That was weird. Like, you just got burned by Mike Evans. You always scrap Mike Evans. You know, the best. Sometimes it happens to the best. You know what I'm saying? You might fool. You might not fool, but, you know, your technique might be a little bad or something, a couple plays or whatever the case may be. But that defense showed up, bro. And that defense and the fact that Eric Weddle led them in tackles, that was crazy because people was laughing at him coming out of retirement, including me. I'm like, I don't know about Bull coming out of retirement.
He was laughing. He wanted the best safety. He one of the smartest safeties that ever played the game, in my opinion.
That's facts.
He's one of the smartest safeties that ever played the game. He looked like one of us out there. He mean little guy, skinny, but he out there making plays. He ain't scared to put his body on the line.
Nah, for sure, bro.
He was out there, you mean, like, you going up against them 300-pound offensive linemen, getting between them, making tackles in the backfield. I mean, look, you came back for a reason.
Yeah, which is crazy. Like, that's wild. Like, he just got right off the couch. You know what I'm saying? Well, he wasn't on the couch. He was coaching a team, but coaching a play, everybody know that shit ain't the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Eric Weddle, though, for leading a team and goddamn tackles. Like, that's crazy. Like, that is crazy to be coming off with, you know, I think what was it? How long he been out the league?
100 and some odd days.
You said
it was like almost 2 years or 2 years and some change since he played his last game.
Yeah, because I was about to say, I ain't gonna lie, but I felt like it was almost 3 years. that he ain't playing. Like, you just come back and you just right back in action. Like, he didn't play too, he didn't play the first John, whatever. I think he might have played a couple snaps, but I don't think he played at all, to be honest. And then you come out and you lead the team in tackles, bro. Like, that's crazy.
That lets you know it's up here, bro. He know what's going on. Like, it ain't even about the physicality, because I'm sure he's not the most physical player that was left on that field. That's obvious. He just was – it's up here, man. Like, he just different, bro. Yeah. Certain players just like that. They just got that. Troy Polamalu was another one of them, jumping snap counts.
Yeah, he just know exactly, like
– and, like, all types of wild stuff, bro. Like, it just be different for certain players, bro. Certain players just got it. And he's one of them.
And speaking of players that got it, shout out to Odell, bro, because I wanted to, and I wanted to give a big shout out to Odell because, I mean, I was one of his supporters when everybody was saying he was washed and he's done in the middle of the season. I was one of the people that was saying, like, nah, this dude is not done. Y'all tripping. This is Odell. Like, y'all wilding. Now, he might now, he might change his route. You know what I'm saying? So he can get open, and he might be drawn sometimes so he can get open. But I don't care. I'll take that over a dude like Jalen Reagor that can never get open. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he might got the mental too. That's like you said, Eric Weddle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, bro, I know them, that route not going to work. So I'm going to get open for my quarterback. You know what I'm saying? And if Odell do that, then shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how true this is that he do that. But they reports that he don't be running the routes and shit. Sometimes he just get open and run his own route. But, hey.
That's all I'll take that. Players, though.
Huh?
That's all great players, though. What Travis Kelce do when the Chiefs was playing the Bills?
That's what I'm saying, though. But it's like, you know, they choose, pick and choose who is fine for and who is not fine for, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Just like if Odell snap on the sideline, oh, he's a drama queen. If Tom Brady do it, it's like, oh, he's fired up, man. You see, he wants to win really bad. So you already know how that go. But I just wanted to shout him out, though, because that was crazy, bro. Hey, he almost led the Rams in receiving. I think he had like 120 and Cooper Kupp had like 140, and he didn't get that until that last play. So, you know what I'm saying? He only had about 70 yards, so Odell was leading the team in receiving yards. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to him, bro. That man knew he was – everybody – nah, I'm not going to say everybody, but anybody that really watched football, you know that man wasn't washed. Like, come on, stop it.
Yeah, they tripped, bro.
OBJ Wash, like, come on, you saying anything out your mouth? Like, come on, let's make up a logical story. Like, let's not make up these, you know, these ridiculous stories. Like, because that makes no sense. Like, you see, you watch this man play. All right, then they don't sit here and tell me that he washed. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Odell, man, for snapping out, man, coming out, you know, showing that in his first like real playoff run. Because I think he played one playoff game before, and he only had like 2-3 catches or something like that, if I'm not mistaken, but. He's going on his first real playoff run, and maybe he right. Maybe it was written, man. Maybe the Rams going to win this, John. I didn't expect this at all. I did not expect for this Super Bowl to be what this Super Bowl is, but yeah, yeah. Shout out to Debo, too.
Shout out to Debo, man. Yeah. Shout out to – know what? No shout out to Kyle Shanahan, because he did some dumbass shit. He did something real dumb towards the end of the game before the Rams took the lead. He did something real dumb, bro. He came out and he ran 3 straight run plays when they was at midfield, damn near, basically. And they got stopped in the backfield, 2 of them Jones. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, bro. I'm thinking, if I'm the Rams, I'm playing a run right here. No doubt, 100%, I'm playing the run because it's Kyle Shanahan. We've seen what he did before. Of course, now he's going to say, all right, since you know what I did before, you mean I folded the game out before passing it. I tried to fold the game out passing it against the Cowboys, low key. So now I'm about to just run. So I think he handed it up up the middle to Elijah Mitchell. And then the next play, boy, Trent Williams or somebody in motion and then handed off a fullback dive to Kyle Juszczyk, and that got stopped like 2 yards short. Yeah. Bro, those was the worst play calls. All right, I can't say it was the worst play calls that I seen in the NFC championship game in a very long time. I can't really say that definitively.
That Trent Williams in motion is kind of smart, bro.
Like when they know you're running the ball, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's not when they know you're running
the ball. Everybody in the building knew you was running the ball, bro. We all know you don't want to put it in Jimmy G hands. We seen what he did last time you tried to put it in his hands to ice a game. He threw an interception.
And he's injured, too.
To get the Cowboys fucking he tried to give us life. I think we did actually score on that drive, but it didn't matter because we was already down too much. Oh, excuse me, we.
hey, slipping.
Yeah, that's dead, bro.
Slipping.
That's dead. If we keep Mike McCarthy, I'm done. Like I said, if we keep Mike McCarthy, I'm done. I'm sorry, it's a force of habit. But yeah, those were some of the worst calls that I seen in the NFC Championship game recently, bro. Like I don't know. Like I feel like you gotta die on that hill, bro. I feel like you gotta die on that hill. I don't care who your quarterback is. You got Jimmy G. He knows how to make the right decision. You just gotta get the people. You gotta scheme the people open. So if you scheme them open, he's gonna make the right decision. If you don't, that's when you get in a predicament with Jimmy G. Because he might throw an interception.
You is 100% right with that. Yeah, and you know what I think also like attributed to them like losing? Why weren't they using George Kittle?
I don't know, bro.
Why are they using him as a blocker?
I don't know.
Now, Jimmy G did miss him on one of those plays. I believe it was in the first half. He missed him wide open. He was running what was that? Down the I don't know what he was running, though. It was a streak.
It don't even matter. I don't know what he was running. It don't even matter. He was wide.
Wide open. He overthrows it. I'm like, wow, that's a touchdown. Because it was the only person there was the safety. And the safety would have had to chase Kittle down. He could stiff arm or whatever the case may be. I remember that play. So, I mean, but I just don't understand why the usage of George Kittle was so low. Like, why y'all trying to make him just a blocker? And I get it. Yo, George Kittle he might be the top blocking tight end in the league. I can probably give him that title. I don't think it's no tight end in the league that blocks better than him, because that's why the 49ers run game is so good, too. Like, he doesn't get credit. Of course, a tight end not going to get credit for blocking, but he does a great fucking job at blocking. If you go back and watch tape, he does a great fucking job at blocking. He sticks to his blocks and he follows his blocks through. He'll take you all the way to the ground, all that, bro. So I just think that was the problem. Kyle Shanahan, and like you said, he wanted to obviously not repeat the pass, which is understandable, but at the same time, bro, be the person that got you in the position that you are. Like, I hate when people get a position or they get a chance to show something and they, oh, well, I ain't going to mess this up. No, be yourself, motherfucker. Like, if you mess up, you just mess up. If you don't, I mean, if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. It's that simple, bro. But be yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're going to regret it. You're going to be sitting at home, eating ice cream, sitting on the couch, watching the tape. Damn, man. I don't even be passing the ball like that. Why I call a passing play? Why would I call a passing play? Or in your instance where you're saying he called running plays when he shouldn't have, which I agree with. Why did I call running play, bro? Why did I do it like that? You feel what I'm saying? So I didn't understand the whole game plan. I really didn't. Like, I get it, but it's the NFC Championship. You have to make adjustments. You can't just keep doing the same shit and then think nothing is going to change. Oh, shit. He hopped in mid-episode. This nigga hopped in mid-episode. Yeah.
What up?
Yeah. What's up, bro?
What's good with y'all?
Shit, man, we talking about y'all and how the 49ers folded this game away. Kyle Shanahan got conservative.
Yeah. So I guess, you can introduce yourself and then get right into it, bro.
Yo, what's up? Y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Tom. Resident Rams fan, NFC West champions, NFC champions, soon to be Super Bowl champs. You already know.
Okay. Like the confidence.
Oh, there's no confidence. I'm trying to get my Joey B confidence on. Hey, you. But yeah, Shanahan folded. Yeah, he folded a bit. I ain't gonna lie. Because I mean, all right, they're going to talk about like the drop pick and everything like that. But with the drop pick, it was still 10 minutes left in the game. I don't think there was any timeouts, though, so that would have been a little tough for McVay to do that. But the defense kind of held him all day, held him in check. And then, I mean, you want to talk about Jalen Ramsey dropped a pick six. Fucking Ben Skowronek dropped a wide open touchdown. Yeah. The game, in my opinion, the game shouldn't have been as close as it was, honestly. I think the Rams should have beat him by a little bit more than three, but you know, the dub is the dub.
Word, especially in the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Definitely was a lot of folding on defense on both sides, low-key, if you think about it. A lot of defensive players folded, and that's why they play defense.
Yeah, I was surprised that the Niners D-line didn't really get as much pressure as they did that first game. I was definitely worried about, like, Eric Armstead and Bosa, but Bosa made – I mean, he had one sack, and it wasn't even, like, a sack. He got pancaked on the play, and Stafford just kind of ran right into him.
Yeah.
So, like, I was definitely shocked they didn't get as much pressure. But, you know, our O-line came. They came to play. And then Stafford just had to make the throws he had to make. You know, my boy did that.
Stafford was trying to get that shit up, though, man. I know you were scared, and I know he had you over there sweating crazy.
I was sweating. I was sweating the second and third quarter for sure. Like, I was super quiet. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, my family was here. They was like, you need to get hyped. You need to do this. And I'm like, listen, I'll get hyped when it's something to get hyped about. But we looking like it's a problem right now. And I mean it should have been expected. You know, we played each other two times already this year and they beat us. We play each other twice a year every year. So like we pretty familiar with each other. I wasn't expecting it to be like a whole shootout or anything like that. That's just not Shanahan's type game. I mean with Jimmy G, you can't win a shootout. So you want to try and keep it as conservative as possible.
Right.
And Shanahan's usually the best at doing that. I thought that fourth and two call was kind of, you know, there was a play, was it against Green Bay last week, I think. It was like third and eight, and he handed the ball off to Debo and let Debo run for it.
I think they got it, though. Didn't they get it?
They did get it on third and eight. Like, most of the times, it's third and eight, you passing. Like, it's a passing down.
Right.
He was ballsy and was like, all right, look, I'm going to just hand it off to Debo and let him do his thing. I was surprised he didn't go for it on fourth and two.
I'm being honest, Shanahan was scared, bro. I feel like he's seen what Jimmy Garoppolo – we was just talking about this. I feel like he's seen what Jimmy Garoppolo did when he put the ball in his hands against the Cowboys. He tried to let him back into the game low-key, and I feel like he just got real conservative. It was just like, bro, I'm going to just put the game on my offensive line like that third and fourth down when he handed it off to Mitchell up the middle. Then he brought Trent Williams in motion and handed it off to Kyle Juszczyk, fullback.
Yeah.
Like, he just got too conservative, bro.
You know what I think? Like, I think that was the fourth and two where he was going to punt it at first and then McVay stupid-ass challenge.
Facts.
So I was like, you know, that was just dumb. He just wasted the time out. But it was that play where I was like, all right, he's going to go for it right here. Like, Shanahan's going to kind of try and dagger the game. Because if he do that, then it's all kind of momentum swinging their way. They get the fourth and two. And then he brings Jimmy out, tries to snap it. You know, I mean, fourth and two, I figured, you know, 49ers O-line, they'll get 2 yards.
Yeah.
I felt like that's when he was like, kind of like, all right, I trust my defense. Or he wanted to trust his defense. The Matthew Stafford stuff probably played in his head, like he'll try and throw it to us. And that's what happened. I mean, that first play, Matthew Stafford threw it right into Tart's hands. Like, I mean, that's why they play defense, right, is they can't catch. But when that ball went up, if you look at the play again, I thought Van was going to keep running, like, towards the sideline, and OBJ was going to kind of come across. But they almost came, like, in together. And when that ball went up, like, I was holding my breath for a minute, and then I seen that, like, bounce right off his face, and I was like, it's just a sigh of relief. But then Stafford, the next play right after that, went right after him. Like, wasn't scared, just threw that shit right at him.
So, Earl, what I tell you about Odell, though, he always running, just trying to get open, and he doesn't run routes. I'm telling you.
You think he was supposed to be running a different route?
Yes.
I think Odell was running the route he was supposed to run. I think Van Jefferson should have kept going towards the side. Because you see that play, there's nobody in that, like, third of the field. Like, if he just kind of takes that, if he takes that fade route out towards the corner of the end zone, that's a tutty. But he brought it in, and then Matthew Stafford just underthrew it, and it went right into his hands and bounced out. Thank God. But then right after that,
that was a horrible pass. I know you was hurt.
Bro, I would have cried if he would have intercepted that ball.
About to be hurt. I'm talking about. I knew you was hurt. I knew you was about to be hurt because when he threw it up, I was like, "Oh, that's a pick." That's but a it pick. Was. I knew it was right. It was Matthew Stafford timing and all that. Fourth quarter. Yeah, that was his timing. Perfect timing to throw a pick. I said, "Yup, he about to do it to him. He about to do." Oh yeah. Man, I know these Rams fans sick, and that dude dropped that
so,
ball.
I'd have been sick. Katie. I'd have definitely been sick. But at the same time, I mean, there was still 10 minutes left in the game. I don't think – the way our defense was, I don't think the Niners was holding the ball for all them 10 minutes. But then at that point, Stafford's really under pressure. NFC Championship game, they punt the ball to us. Now you really got to, like, drive it down the field.
Surprisingly, but, though, they couldn't run the ball at all against y'all.
They couldn't. Like, 50 yards a whole game. I mean, that's what we needed to do. Like, the game plan was clearly make Jimmy G beat you.
Yep.
And they couldn't do it. Like, I mean, clearly, I don't think Trey Lance could have did it either. But at the same time, I think Trey Lance probably gave him a better chance than Jimmy G did.
Yeah, just because he's a mobile quarterback. I think in the future, yeah, like, these quarterbacks that's not mobile, it's just not going to be a thing.
It's not going to work. Only quarterback – I mean, I would say Joe Burrow, but even Joe Burrow's kind of quick with it. Like,
the reason why they won that game was that scramble on third
Joe
down.
Burrow, yeah. This is just a new age of quarterbacks. You got to be mobile. Like, these new DNs, these new D tackles, they fast. Aaron Donald run is 6'2", 270, 280 pounds, runs like a 4.5, 4.6, 40. Like,
yeah,
that's not normal. So, like, you got to, like, be quick and shifty, and Jimmy G just not it.
Right.
Big Ben wasn't it. I mean, Big Ben, even in his prime, was a little mobile. And then he just got old.
I feel like
Tom Brady probably the only one.
I feel like Trey Lance should at least had a couple packages in there, bro. Like,
they
not starting them, but yeah, he should have at least had a couple packages in there that you put in the run. In that
perfect game. Example. That 4th-and-2 at the 50-yard line, mm-hmm. and it wasn't even a 50; it was a little bit on our side. You run a read option,
mm-hmm. come on now,
like, and that RPO. and that's me as a Rams fan saying that they would have got it because they were selling on the run the whole game,
mm-hmm.
like. Rams never played cover one. They was playing cover one, 8-man in the box. Like, they wanted Jimmy G to pass it. IU burnt Darius Williams, burnt him. That should have been a tutty too, but IU couldn't keep his feet in. So, like, they was daring him to pass, and when he made them, he would make them. But at the same time, like, the run game wasn't there because, like, they sold out. Like, they had to sell out. 200 yards against the Rams, 20 yards against the Rams 2 weeks ago, week 18. Or almost 200, and then week 10, they destroyed us, like 260 yards rushing. They wasn't letting that shit happen again, I promise y'all this.
Yeah. That surprised me, though.
I was low-key, I was kind of surprised that y'all didn't blow them out, because I was thinking the whole time, low-key, I'm like, all right, if the game close, the 49ers got a chance, which they obviously had since we seen the final score. But I'm thinking, like, the 49ers beat them twice this season. I think they about to – if they win, they about to come out and blow them the fuck out, like, basically. Like, you're not about to beat somebody three times in one season. I'm thinking y'all was about to blow them out. I was kind of surprised that it was even that close, honestly.
I knew it was going to be close. Like, that's why when I bet the line, it was 3.5, I think. I took it down to 2.5. There was no way I wasn't doing it. But at the same time, like, that second and third quarter had me really freaked out a little bit. I was like, 17-7 is about to happen again. I'm having fucking, what's it called? I'm having deja vu. Like, this whole thing's about to happen again. And then I forgot what it was. They scored a touchdown, I think, to Cooper Kupp. And then you see AD fired up on them sidelines, like, yelling. Like, AD don't talk. AD's not a dude that, like, yells. He's not a dude that – he just about his business. When he put them boys on the sidelines and was like, listen – like, if you YouTube on NFL films, you hear exactly what he say. He like, yo, we got something to fight for. Like, and he was at him. Man. And them boys just came out, and they just did their thing. Like, I couldn't be happier with the way the season went. Like, the last time I was on, I told y'all the Rams was winning it all, like, in my opinion. Like, and that, but that was me as, like, a homer.
Yeah, like, you biased, but – you biased, but right, I give it
but
to
for
you.
me, for me to be – for me now to be like, yeah, like, You know, and I didn't think Matthew Stafford was going to have this immaculate season where he was going to be like MVP type levels. He had potential to, but too many picks, too many, like, we had that 4-game losing streak in November. So, like, we had our bumps and bruises, but, like, every team did. And all I kept telling people was, yo, the Bucs did the same thing last year. The Bucs lost 4 in a row last year. Ain't nobody say nothing about it. Then they came, come playoff time, and kind of got their thing together. Yeah. And, you know, our first 2 games wasn't close. Like, we mopped them. We mopped Arizona. We mopped the Bucs for real. It was closer because, I mean, it's Tom Brady. Give him that. But at the same time, they really didn't have none for us. Like, and then San Fran, if you look at the stats, they didn't have none for us either. It was just, you know, we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot, that interception in the end zone. The game should have been a blowout, not a blowout, but it should have been at least 2 scores.
That's real. That's
definitely low key. It should have, but y'all wasn't capitalizing.
At all. Like that, we was just like feet stuck in the mud that second and third quarter. It was freaking me out for real.
But, I knew you was scared as shit.
I was on pins and needles, bro. On pins and needles, and I ain't gonna lie.
Video you sent afterwards when you went and dove in the snow.
That was all that sweat from the second and third quarter. I had to wash that shit off. Listen.
Oh, I was crying.
And it's fun. I'm super excited, yo. Like, I wanted the Chiefs. Not even gonna hold y'all. Like, I really wanted the Chiefs. I didn't want.
Why you wanted the Chiefs?
Because I think our defense is built to beat them. Our defense is built to take away big receivers like Tyreek. They're built to. I mean, they would kill us with Travis Kelce because we have no linebacker. But the Chiefs' O line is also like suspect outside of their center and their right tackle or left tackle. So I think we would have got pressure on them. And it would have been – that one would have been a shootout. Hey,
I still think it would have been a crazy – that would be
that
a
one
crazy
been a shootout
game.
For sure.
I'm not stopping Pat Mahomes in that offense. I love y'all defense, but I just don't – the Bengals surprised me. I don't know what the hell happened. Like, they had a revelation at halftime.
I couldn't tell you. That game, the Chiefs messed it up. The Chiefs ruined it for themselves, though. Like, they tried to get too pretty right before halftime. Yep. Wanted to run up the score. Like, just take the 3 points, and guess what? Now the Bengals got to score 7 on you instead of taking a field goal, and you make it a lot tougher for them. Do I think Joey Ice would have pulled it out? I'm sure. But at the same time, like, you give your defense a chance to make a play. That's Andy being Andy, though.
I don't even feel like it was Andy because I heard that it was Pat Mahomes that told him, like, yeah, they was going to kick the field goal, and he told him, give me one more chance. They thought it was going to take a cut. They was trying to run one more play and see if they can get into the end zone.
The thing
is, they had like 4 seconds.
They had 5 seconds.
It was Pat Mahomes because don't throw it to the flat. Throw it out of the end zone. It's that simple. You throw it out of the end zone, you got enough time to take that field goal.
I think they trusted Tyreek's speed to get around Eli Apple. I think that was a matchup they wanted to expose. And Eli made a play. I mean, Eli kind of got exposed a little bit in that game.
That's literally the only play he made.
Yeah.
But it was important, though.
But when he had to make a play, he made one. And it was a big one because that turned out to be the difference in the game.
It only take one play, bro. It only takes
That's it. I can't wait for Eli Apple versus Cooper Kupp. That's going to be fun.
Versus Cooper Kupp?
Yeah. Eli playing a slot, right?
Man, they better get that boy some help.
He better be going against Van Jefferson. That's it.
I don't think that's the way the Bengals play defense. I think they keep him in the slot. If Higbee's out, then they'll probably slide Jesse Bates over, I'm sure.
They say Higbee might play, though.
Yeah, he only sprained his ACL. That boy Ozama's the same. They tight end CJ Ozama's the same type of injury. But, you know, listen, as a Rams fan, or outside of being a Rams fan, I was talking to Earl in a group chat we in, and I was just telling them, like, football's analytics. Like, you look at the numbers really say the Bengals are going to have a tough time with us. Like, they O-line is, like, dead last in the league.
Yeah, well, how many times do you give up 9 sacks and win a game? Like, so we know how
Tannehill,
bad their offensive line is.
Tannehill gave them that game, honestly.
Somebody paid Tannehill. You can't tell
Tannehill threw that, Tannehill threw that ball right to, who was it? Was it Mike Hilton? Or it was right in his hands. Like, come on now. You can't do that. Like, you got Derrick Henry hurt or not. Just hand the ball off. Like, it's not
that. Forget Derrick Henry. Not forget him, but you got Deontay Foreman that been running good. And you got
that been running nice.
Running good. Like, you had a nice running game. Y'all didn't really drop off that much since Derrick Henry went down. Why? Exactly. Like, there from what you doing and try to put the ball in Tannehill hands. Like, I would never understand that.
They want to make a play, but, I mean, you can't knock the Bengals for their run. Like, am I overlooking them a little bit? Probably. But at the same time, like, I just trust Aaron Donald and Von Miller ain't going to sack you 9 times. Not saying they're going to sack them 9 times, but they're not going to sack you and not make you pay for it. If they put you in, like, a third and long situation, you know Jalen sliding over to Jamar, so they're going to make one of the other receivers beat us. You going to have the time for that? I don't know. Like –
I feel like y'all key to the game going to be time of possession. If y'all don't, y'all got to keep the ball out of Joe Burrow hands. He obviously it's only his second season, so I can't say like he's been doing this for a long. He just started doing it, but I would right now like on the road that he's time. On and how poised he is, I'm not giving him that ball. I'm going to take the ball out of his hands. Same thing they do with Pat Mahomes. Take the ball out.
He's cool as ice under pressure, yo. Like for being a second year quarterback, just coming off that big injury he's coming off of. I'm surprised he's playing this well. Like he's Joe Burrow might be the truth. I mean, he is the truth, but he might.
He in the Super Bowl in second year.
They talking about next Tom Brady. Like he may not win 7 rings, but he may be. I mean, who you
last person they called Tom Brady was Dak. They said it was similar. So let's relax on the Tom Brady.
Not for nothing. Burrow probably better than Josh Allen at this point. He doing better with less weapons.
Oh, Burrow. Okay. Burrow. Okay.
Yeah, Burrow probably better than Josh Allen right now. I mean,
still I'd give you that as a pure passer, but you, I mean, as all around quarterback, nah, I ain't with you. Because what you talking about? Josh Allen got Stephon Diggs. That's it. I mean, Gabriel Davis just came out of nowhere.
Gabriel Davis. Not, but I'm talking about like you have a better O-line than him. You have a better defense than Joe Burrow got.
Facts.
Like, they should be smoking people. The Bengals shouldn't have lost to the Chiefs, honestly. But at the same time, like, Joe Burrow just got it. Like, just his swag about him is enough to make a person be like, yeah, he's super confident. Like, not saying it'll happen, but if the Bengals do beat the Rams in the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be surprised. I would be like, damn, like, the kid really the truth at this point.
Yeah, he went but
at the same
Bowl.
Time. He went at two. I got nothing to say.
You can't even really say second year because he got hurt damn near in the middle of the year last year. Like
that, Ben and Russ was the only other two to do it their second year. Yeah. And they had way better defenses than Burrow had.
And so, better offensive lines.
So you trust in Burrow. I mean, Alabama probably got a better offensive line than Cincinnati right now. Like, I don't know what they're doing, but at the same time, they have so much. They have a bright future. Like, Cincinnati's probably going to be in it for a long time with Joe Burrow. Like, that's going to be fun.
They got all the weapons, bro. They surrounded Joe Burrow. They got T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd.
Joe Mixon.
They got Jamar Chase.
I like their receivers.
Joe Mixon. And even T.J. Uzama. Like, bro,
I like their receivers a lot. Like, I think they got a dope – like, I look at – I mean, I don't – I think what differs between their receivers and our receivers is our receivers more run block, too. They do both. At least that's what our organization kind of wants them to do. Like, if you can't run block as a receiver, then, like, you probably ain't going to see a lot of time on the field.
Shout out to Robert Woods, though, man. Because he's one of the best blocking wide receivers in the league. That you know, motherfuckers don't pay attention to shit like that, but I knew that for sure.
Troy Aikman made a comment that Robert Woods is probably the best all-around wide receiver in the league. And then when I heard it, I was like, yeah, nah, that's not it. Like, because I'm thinking you got way better receivers. But from a standpoint of, like, everything they bring to the table, run block, like, you asking Robert Woods to chip defensive ends and, like, good defensive ends. And he's not chipping them. He's blocking these dudes, like him and Cooper Kupp. With the exception of Odell Beckham, they not asking. You know, you seen Odell try to run block last week. He got blew up.
He ain't never been asked to do all that.
Yeah, they rarely ask that of Odell, but that's because we know the athlete Odell is. But Robert Woods, like, I'm hurt that I literally feel bad for Robert Woods that he's not on this run. Cause like,
guy, though. Shout out to him though. I feel like Cooper Kupp, him giving them that praise on
the
field.
Did you see them two?
Yeah, and they hugged it. That was
love.
Game.
Like they love each other for real. Like I just get a chance to see it. Like I got the Rams app and they always send us some shit through. And like I just watch like how they are with each other. And like they literally like yin and yang with each other, bro. Like I don't think Robert Woods is going to be on the team next year, to be honest. I think they're going to wind up either trading him away or try to ask him to restructure his deal just because they got moves to make. But if they can bring, like, keep Robert Woods, like, I need to see the trio, like, all together. Him, Robert Woods, Odell, or Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Odell kind of running
y'all
it back.
Y'all going to have the best wide receiver. That's going to be nasty. Because Robert Woods, people forget he was outproducing fucking Cooper Kupp. Like, he was doing better than Cooper Kupp. He was using him in the ring game, like, everything. Like,
And that's why, like, I'm surprised Kupp still got, like, that triple crown, because once Robert Woods went down, I was like, all right, it's cool. Like, I'm not tripping on Kupp, like, not staying in the MVP race or offensive player of the year, because, like, I wanted that for him. Like, I was like, damn, Kupp doing his thing this year. But for people to still know the ball coming to this dude, like, you just got to watch white boy in the number 10 jersey. Like, the ball's going to him.
But you have to be honest, though, bro. Let's be honest, though, bro. If he didn't have Odell and Tyler Higbee and Cam Akers and all those guys, he would not be able to get off how he get off. Let's be real.
Hey,
I love him. He's a technician. I'm not taking nothing from him. But what I'm saying is he's always open, because it's like, I can't double and triple T. I can't put that safety over the top on him, because, you know what I'm saying, we got to worry about too much. Like, let's be real.
I agree.
You can't focus solely on Cooper Kupp. You're gonna get killed by Tyler Higbee. We've seen it. He's scoring 2 touchdowns in a game and stuff like that. Like, he's catching seam routes over the middle of the field all game. There's nothing you can do about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not all
at the same time. Cooper Kupp's retired a couple people's ankles this year, like just strict route running. Like, Kupp is an animal. Like,
come on, you put him one on Hunter Henry. It's always Hunter Henry.
You put Kupp one on one with any cornerback in the league, I think he has a chance. Like, this dude goes one on one against Jalen Ramsey every day in practice. Like, you don't think he's gonna be one of the best route runners in the game? Like, it's insane. Like, you got Devontae Adams talking about Cooper Kupp's the best route runner in the league, and Devontae's probably the best route runner in the league. Like,
yeah, I'm about to say, that nigga was just being humble.
Yeah, he's probably being humble as shit, but at the same time, I put my white boy against anybody, and he cook him.
He top five. I give him that as far as route running, he top five. I don't know if I could give him – no. Like, bro, y'all tripping.
You can't give him number one.
He had one season, bro. Like, let's be real.
Last year, he still put up 1,000.
He always produces.
And with Jared Goff.
I'm not talking about production, but what I'm saying is, like, he always been a good receiver, but let's not overdo it. Like, you know what I'm saying? If Robert Woods was there, he wouldn't have won the triple crown. We know that, because Robert Woods would have been more integrated into the offense. It wouldn't have been the same thing. I love Cooper Kupp. Don't get it fucked up. I've been a Cooper Kupp fan from the start. What I'm saying is, some of his numbers were like they were because of the situation that they were in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who do you got to throw it to Kupp? You know what I'm saying? And I will give you that he's a technician. He does be open. He's always open. I'm not trying to take nothing from the dude. I'm really not. But I'm just saying, like, I need us to pump the brakes. Like, he ain't the best wide receiver in the game. He ain't the best route runner in the game. Let's pump the brakes a little.
He's not the best wide receiver in the game, no doubt. Like, Devontae, to me, is still probably the best in the game.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
can I get a little D-hop in there, please?
D-hop just too hurt.
The D-Hop route running not like that, though. His route
running. Stop it. Before this year, he's talking about too hurt.
Not up there with Cooper Kupp's, though. Is Cooper Kupp, Amari Cooper, and Devontae Adams when we talk about route running? When we talk about
Keenan Allen, nice with it, too.
Thank you.
There, too.
Did you even – your man from the Cowboys, did you say him?
I said Cooper Kupp, Amari Cooper, and Devontae Adams, the top three route runners, in my opinion.
Justin Jefferson gonna be up there soon. That little nigga nice.
He's ridiculous.
He really nice with it. Yeah. Hey, there's some LSU boys, man. Like, they, I don't know what they teach them out there, but they just teach them how to run routes. Jamar, Jamar really got himself. He took a lot of heat because he said he had trouble spotting the ball from college, because I guess college got that white stripe on it. Yeah, he said he had trouble spotting it, but he don't seem like he having trouble spotting that shit to me.
He
out here throwing up 260 against the Chiefs. Like, that's wild. Like, that's probably the matchup I'm most looking forward to, is seeing how much they put Jalen on Jamar. Because Jalen will trail the best when they need him to trail the best. Like, he don't shy away from that. But our scheme, it dictates keeping him close to the line of scrimmage, so they keep him in the slot a lot. I'm interested in seeing how, you know, last game of the season for the Super Bowl, do you just stick Jalen on Jamar and have Joe Burrow try to find somebody else to beat you? Because I think I think if Jamar gets in space against some of our DBs, like, I think he cook them for real, for real.
If you watch the Chiefs and Bengals game, bro, the Bengals didn't start really getting off until he started getting off. They start getting him involved.
And it's wild because the Chiefs was doubling him too, and he still was getting off. Like,
but they schemed him open, though. They was doing the little
the short routes and stuff. That's what's going to be the Rams
setting issue, the picks and all
Rams
that stuff.
Short game. The Rams play too far off the line of scrimmage. It's going to give them that short, like that 40-yard touchdown that Debo caught last week. That was all off the short game, and he took it to the crib because we got to run 10 yards to get on them. By then, they already got their whole O-line out to the right side of the field. So, Cincinnati could probably exploit the Rams in that. Like, they just toss a screen to fucking Jamar Chase and see what he do with it. And Jamar get jiggy with that shit for real. Like, I think Jamar Cole, like, he liked that. I'm excited, man. I definitely want to see what these Bengals can do. Like, it's gonna be nice.
It's about to be a good game.
What you think the score gonna be though, Tone? Like, what you got the score be? Obviously, I know you got the Rams winning.
Yeah, bro. I mean, the Rams gonna win. I honestly think it's gonna be something like 28-21, 28-20, something like that. I don't think it's gonna be a shootout, but I think it's gonna be times where Matthew Stafford makes you go, damn, like he did. They just chopped that defense up. And then I think there's going to be times where Joe Burrow is like, yeah, nah, I could do that too and expose us a little bit. But I just think our D-line is going to be too much for him. Like, at some point, he takes too many sacks. He doesn't throw the ball away. He's always looking to make a play. So I think that's really going to be a day downfall against the Rams. It's just Von Miller's just in a different space playing right now. Leonard Floyd's been playing out of his mind. Aaron Donald is Aaron Donald. Like, there's nothing else to say about that. And then our depth at D tackle, Greg Gaines, A'shaun Robinson, they're going to plug up Joe Mixon, at least I think. So Joe Mixon's probably going to be a big threat in the pass game because we don't really have no fast linebackers that can, like, track them like that. So we're going to have to, like, hope one of our safeties can make it down there in time. But at the same time, like, I just think the D pressure is going to be too much for the Bengals. You know, Hakeem Adeniji ain't going to have none for Von Miller. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I think 28-20, something like that.
That's the only reason I think y'all going to win is because the trenches.
That's how you I would take
the Bengals, but the fact that they gave up 9 sacks to the Titans, like, the Rams not the Titans. Like, you can't do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? If y'all get in his face like that, and y'all get sacks, it's going to be a blowout. Like,
you know what I'm saying? We're going to smoke them.
If y'all had 9 sacks in the game, y'all going to whoop the team's ass. It's like there's no – the team is still in it or anything like that. So I honestly believe it's going to be one in the trenches. And if y'all line is going to be better than our offensive – our defensive line is going to be better than our offensive line. And I think that's really going to be the game right there. Because if they can't get Joe Mixon going, and then you got pressure in Joe Burrow face all fucking day –
It's gonna be tough for him. Like, the lights haven't shined bright on Joe Burrow. I mean, the lights shine bright. Obviously, AFC Championship in Kansas City. You go in there, you beat him in overtime. Like, yeah, but the Super Bowl stage is way different. Like, Now you're not sitting in the back at halftime for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then coming back out. Like, you in the back for like a good 45 minutes, you know, almost an hour, I would think the halftime show is, after they done talking and all. Like, usually you used to keeping your rhythm and getting back out there after 20 minutes or so and then getting right back to work. I just think it's just going to be too much for him specific, like right now. And I don't think it'll be a bad loss for him in any way. Like, I think he'll show up. I think he'll do what he needs to do and make it a decent game. But I just think Aaron Donald wants it more right now. I think McVay got the experience. I mean, he ain't putting up three points in the Super Bowl again. Like, that's not
happening. All I'm going to say to you is, I pray that we don't see Joe Burrow running to the sideline doing this, what he did at LSU. I pray y'all don't see that, bro. Because I don't know. You saying the lights might be too big. It's the Super Bowl, nigga. He just went against Patty Mahomes.
At Stafford. You know
who Patty Mahomes' crib.
Do you know who y'all got at quarterback? The lights might be too bright for him.
Yeah, you better watch your mouth. You over here talking like Matthew Stafford, that boy.
Listen, so you want to know, I thought Matthew Stafford would be like an issue when it comes to like fourth quarter pressure. He's the best fourth quarter quarterback.
He almost gave it away for y'all.
He's the best fourth quarter quarterback in the league, though. Look at analytics. Like, we looking at numbers now.
Fourth quarter?
I know you hate analytics. I get it. But at the same time, the numbers don't lie.
He sound like Skip. The numbers don't lie, though.
The numbers don't lie.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Bro. Get sacked 9 times and you win the game, the numbers lie. Because analytics will show you get sacked 9 times, you losing that game. Point blank, period. You're not going to tell me otherwise.
You're right.
What quarterback got sacked 9 times and won a game?
Not many.
Thank you.
But at the same time, like, you're gonna put that fourth quarter collapse on Matthew Stafford? Or you put it on our defense?
I don't want to, but I'm saying it's possible.
I don't think so.
Act like he don't do it. Now, what I will tell you is what a lot of people won't say is that Matthew Stafford has had a lot of clutch moments in the fourth quarter. Like, for a while, he was leading.
Against the Cowboys his rookie year, Earl.
I don't know, man. I just wouldn't have too much faith in his rookie year, that was
a fake spike. That's when he went the clock and then jumped over the line with
him. Hey, bro, that was great and all that. But that's not the same bull that we looking at right now. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, he's more mature.
Did you see a different Stafford from Detroit staff? Like, be honest.
Yeah.
What's the difference? He's still putting up the numbers. He's still doing. Like, what's the difference? I want to know what's the difference.
I mean, when you look at outside, I mean, he's played with Calvin Johnson. I think the biggest difference for him is he has this kind of belief that his defense got him. I feel like he makes those mistakes. Like, if he bombs it, he's not Jared Goff. He's not going to be conservative and run a halfback screen on third down.
So he's a gunslinger.
Not even. If he bombs it, I think he plays with a confidence about himself that when he makes a throw that might get intercepted and people are like, damn, there goes that Stafford again. Like, that's him doing him. I just think he does it because he has confidence in his team now. Like, I don't think he had – a lot of the mistakes he was making in Detroit is because he had to, like, will them into games to win them. Now – he can throw a pick and be like, you know, yeah, that's on me. But at the same time, I got Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey kind of holding me down. Like, I can come out there and then I can make that back. And he's done it. He's made it back. Like, he played flawlessly in Tampa Bay.
Flawlessly
in Tampa Bay. Like, that dime to Cooper Kupp under pressure, sending eight, like, right in the bread basket. Like, that's a big moment in Tampa Bay against Tom. Like, that's huge. In San Francisco last week, or not San Francisco, it may well have been San Francisco, damn all them 49ers fans in there.
No, y'all was home.
In LA last week, last 6 minutes of the game, they got to drive 97 yards, something like that, to kick the field goal. Stafford was, he threw the one that should have been an interception, but when that happened, that he kind of got the ball back, settled down, like, he was just dotting all over the field. Like, he just has this confidence about him. Like, if you if you don't make him pay for his mistakes, he's just gonna make you pay for letting him make them and come back. Like,
I feel what you're saying. So you feel like Matthew Stafford,
the confidence he got. Like,
if the other defense don't capitalize when he makes mistakes,
when he makes mistakes,
he's gonna get more confidence during the game. Yeah, like, you know what?
And that's what it is.
Okay,
y'all ain't do y'all. I gave y'all a pick. Y'all couldn't score against my defense. Well, I'm gonna show y'all I can still score against y'all. Like, and that's it. And the Bengals low key have a good defense. Like, they have a really good secondary. Like, they got Chidobe Awuzie. You know, I'm pretty sure he was in Dallas before. Mike Hilton. Sucks.
They just want to run.
Nah, bro. They. I mean,
they just want to run, bro.
They want to run at the, Jesse Bates, the best time.
Jesse
bro.
Bates is the only dog they got in that defense, for real. For real.
Listen,
and not the line though. The line. I'm not talking about the line. I'm talking about DBs.
Playoff Jesse time Bates. Is different, and these last four games they've been playing like. I was surprised that they locked down everybody, most of everybody else in that second half against the Chiefs. Like, let's not get it twisted. Pat Mahomes ain't have nowhere to go with the ball. Like, he wasn't making mistakes because he wanted to. He was making them because he couldn't do anything else. Like, and that was impressive. So, you know,
sure.
I got the confidence Matthew Stafford has. I think he's going to go in there. I think he's going to light it up. Yeah, Super Bowl MVP, you know.
Oh, Super Bowl they just, MVP?
Yeah, they just
– You know they giving that shit to Aaron Donald, man, because y'all defense going to win y'all the game. Y'all defense going to win y'all the game.
Because my money's on it. I hope so. I got money on Aaron Donald winning that MVP. But at the same time, I just think they're all playing for too much. Like – when you just look at the pride aspect of playing football.
Von playing for DT.
Von who wants another ring and he playing for DT. Aaron Donald, he's already a Hall of Famer. He could retire tomorrow. He's in the Hall of Fame, but he wants a ring. Like,
redeem his career.
Odell trying to redeem himself. Cooper Kupp wants a ring from when he couldn't go chasing one against the Patriots the last time. Matthew Stafford has almost a Hall of Fame resume. Only thing he's missing is a Super Bowl ring. He misses. He gets a Super Bowl ring. He stamps his ticket to the Hall of Fame. Like,
that's
top 12 in passing yards, top 12 in touchdowns. Youngest quarterback to make 20, 30, 40, and 40,000 yards. Like, he's stamped if he gets this Hall of Fame. Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah, I'm about to say
Hall of Fame left tackle.
Talking about, he was talking to Odell. You know, he was mic'd up and he was talking to Odell. Well, I think it was the game before. Wasn't it divisional round? I think it was divisional round where he was talking to him and he was telling him it was written. Like, he was like, I'm telling you, I believe it. Like, it's going to happen. This is, I feel it. Like, so that's how it be, though. It's funny, though, because when the Eagles won it. Yeah, when the Eagles won
it. You just felt it, right? It was just like, not the beat. It's just too much riding on, like, imagine being in L.A., making a trade that you made. To me, personally, I think the trade already paid for itself. Like, you got to where you wanted to get. The Matthew Stafford can't – you know Matthew Stafford can take you to a Super Bowl.
But wait.
And Matthew Stafford win it.
Jared Goff did get you to a Super Bowl. So, it's like we have to wait to see what Matthew Stafford do, because Jared Goff did get you there. He just didn't when he got you there.
I didn't say this when it happened, but the refs in New Orleans got us to the Super Bowl.
Well, we know that as well, but we're not going
to. Which is why when people are like, Jared Goff got you to a Super Bowl, I'm like, nah, like, we got gifted into OT. I mean, yeah, and then our defense had to make a play on Drew Brees, and we did. We came up with a pick. So, like, I think the trade pays for itself. Like, now you just got to let Matthew Stafford go in there and do what he does. Like, I think Sean McVay is going to open up the playbook a whole lot more than you've ever seen it. I think he's going to just – he's coaching against a guy that was an assistant coordinator under him before, so he knows the guy's tendencies. There's just a lot to play for in L.A. Cincinnati, they're young. They're hungry. They got the rest of their careers in front of them. L.A. is one of them places where it's like players go to retire or players go because they want to go ring chasing, and it's older veterans and stuff like that. And they all just play for something more. Like, Eric Weddle came back out of retirement and wants to win a Super Bowl ring. Like, It's just written, man. I just don't think, like, I wouldn't be surprised if the game turns into, like, a 34-13 type deal. Like, honestly.
I mean, we've been having all these close games.
It would be the Super Bowl that turns into – you know what I mean? And y'all want to know the crazy part is the media not going to respect the Rams regardless. And that's why I think the Rams are really playing harder. Because the media don't give them no type of love. Everything's about the Bengals all day.
Well, as it should be. You know what's about the Cinderella story. It's about the team that wasn't supposed to be there. It's about the underdogs. Yo, you didn't hear shit about the Patriots when the Eagles was in the Super Bowl. It was all Eagles and them goddamn dog ass and all that underdog shit. It's about the story.
They say the apology should be as loud as the disrespect. Ain't nobody think the Rams was winning the Super Bowl. They expected them to, but they were still picking against them. They were still saying, when we went on that 4-game streak in November, they was talking. I mean, Earl was chirping at me like Cardinals finna win the NFC West.
They should have.
They really should have.
They folded. They folded that bag, but it's because they didn't have D-Hop.
But at the same time, like you just, it's just everything. It feels like that Eagles season. I'm glad you mentioned it because you can compare it to that. We're not underdogs in a sense, but it just feels like it was written for the Rams.
You just know the feeling, though. Like, I'll be trying to ask motherfuckers that's fans of, like, Super Bowl teams. I'll be like, yo, like, did you have this feeling? Like, when we played the Falcons, I had a feeling. Like, that's the first game. Like, I was like, yo, I feel like we just going to win this, John. Like, I don't know why, but we keep stopping them and stuff. They can't, like, I just feel like we going to win. And we had a bunch of random guys on defense. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't have defense.
That run was crazy. Like, that Eagles run was wild. Like, truly the underdogs. Like, that was insane. And then the show out on Brady like that. That was wild. I mean,
we beat him this last time. You know what I'm saying? We was the last people
I'm
to beat him.
Saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I feel like I went into last week's game with this, like, confidence. Like, I'm not even worried about this game. Like, I think we're going to win. I mean, second and third quarter, I was worried. But against Tampa, we was the underdogs, and I was like, I'm not even worried about it. Like, are we going to go in there and beat Tampa? Against Arizona, wasn't worried about Arizona. Like, we back to owning them. Like, they back where they belong. Now it's like I really have no concerns about the Super Bowl, barring some sort of crazy injury. Knock on wood, I'm gonna be sitting back watching the game, just enjoying it, because I don't see any way that we lose this game. Joe Burrow will have to really have the game of his life. I mean, no better time in the Super Bowl, but he would have to have the game of his life against our defense to win.
I love your confidence, man, and I hope that everything you're saying
confident, man,
comes true, because I got my money on the goddamn Rams now. So
shit, I'm about to drop $900 on that shit. All of it. I want it all. And I'm flying out to L.A. the day after.
Oh, yeah. You doing it big, brother. Man, listen, he doing it real big. I ain't got no $900 on.
I ain't missing that. Like, nah, I told myself if the Rams made the Super Bowl, I'm gonna make probably the biggest bet I've ever made. Like, and I'm going to do it. Like, luckily, it's the Bengals because, you know, I wouldn't feel confident putting $900 on the Rams. Like, I'd have to buy a couple points. Safe if they was playing the Chiefs. But even then, I would have been confident putting it on there. But now I feel like I could put $1,500 on the Rams and get my money back. Like, I literally have no type of worry at all. And it's probably just it's Aaron Donald, dog. Like, he's been different. And Von Miller talks about it. Like, he's like, Aaron Donald is different. Like, I came in here and I told him that I need him to start, like, talking more. Like, he needs to be in these guys' ears because that's how you're going to win it. And Aaron, he not playing. When he sacked Jimmy Garoppolo and he threw that pick, and he yanked that helmet off and was like, this is my city. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm feeling it. Like, it's just that energy. Like, it's wild what a football team does to a fan, yo. Like, it's crazy. You know, and I wish it was Dallas and the Rams in the NFC Championship, or at least the divisional. But, you know, Earl, they had to.
Why? What made you say Dallas?
I didn't want to face the 49ers, to be honest.
Why would you ever think that Dallas is going to get to an NFC championship, though? Like, you honestly thought that was going to happen?
I thought Dallas would beat the 49ers. I thought there was a chance that Dallas could win or that Dallas could lose. But I didn't think Dak was going to let them lose.
Hey, fella, I got a question real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all still gonna be here if I go get this pizza, right?
I'm be chatting. I'm good, whatever.
Hey, bro, we can end it, bro. If it off all that, bro. If you gotta go and get your pizza,
y'all good.
We can record tomorrow, bro.
Nah, y'all good. I'll be right back. Because
I don't know how long you're gonna take. It's gonna take forever getting that pizza. I know you, Earl.
Dog. Corner, bro.
Huh?
It's around the corner.
Well, you in a new spot.
Yeah, I'll be packing like.
Bro, we've been on this joint for like an hour though, bro. We can end it. Bro. That's what I'm saying.
But y'all was in the middle of a conversation, so I ain't want to end it on my behalf. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever, bro.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever. But anyway, yeah. That nigga crazy. He talking about something. I'm about to leave for a second. He gonna throw the deuces. Hey, Earl, you funny as shit, yo.
I'll be right back. I'm talking shit. All right.
Nah, I just, bro, stop. You know what's crazy is, like, we in the Super, like, when that shit went down, like, it's fucking impossible to think, like, from the beginning of the season, like, you want this. Like, you want your team to make the Super Bowl. You want to win it. You don't think it's going to happen because, you know, the chances of winning the Super Bowl is, what, 1 in 32. Like, but for us to be here right now, I'm beyond excited, like, if the tickets wasn't six racks, I'd be out there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because them tickets is out of pocket, though. Them pick tickets is out of line, like, bro. How regular? How regular niggas supposed to get? God damn.
Get in there. Like, listen, six racks plus, like, 1,500 for the fees. Yeah, man. Like, that's like 8,000. But if I had 8,000, like, to blow on some Super Bowl tickets, like, I'd blow it. Trust me. Yeah, but at the same time, like, you know, I was thinking about, listen, should I just go Sunday and watch it in LA with the people and then chill? But then my son was like, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl, Dad. I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. We'll just watch it at the crib and then I'll fly out there Monday. But at the same time, like, I got that Eagles kind of feeling, bro. Like, it's just that time. Like, we get that shit rolling.
The last one didn't turn out too good for y'all. That was one of the worst Super Bowls I've ever watched.
That's one of the worst I've ever experienced either. But that's against the GOAT, bro. Like, that's against Bill Belichick. Like,
we beat him, though, bro. You can't say that. Yeah. The Eagles beat him with the we beat them, bro. Nobody would have thought Eagles, we was gonna beat them. I didn't even think we was going
to beat them. The Eagles was, like you said, that was a different type of thing. Like, even Sean McVay after the game was like, I just feel like I over-prepared myself. Like, people get into them moments. Like, that's what I'm saying is, like, them Super Bowl lights, like, that's big, bro. Like, that's you're going to have 60 million people watching you.
Yeah.
Like, you had 54 million people watching you last week. All right, so let's just say you're going to have 65, 70 million people watching, plus the people in the stadium. Yeah. You got Cincinnati who ain't never won a Super Bowl. Like, you got a whole city on your back, bro. Like, that's a lot for a young boy. Like, and Joe Nice, I like Joe Burrow a lot. I fuck with him so heavy. His confidence is through the roof. He icy. He's like, I just like the cockiness about him. Like,
yeah. He got, like, this swag of a winning quarterback at the end of the day. Like, some of them dudes just got it.
Just got that grit. Like, that comment he made. Like, oh, you know, you and Jamar seem to have this good connection. Oh, well, fuck it. Throw it up. Jamar chases somewhere down there.
Right.
Like, he embraces – he embraces all the shit talk that people say about him. And, like, I like that. Like, I really like that confidence. Like, that's who I like. But then at the same time, like, you see Matthew Stafford driving down the field on Tampa and spiking that ball because he know that he just got the game-winning touchdown or game-winning pass for the game-winning field goal. Like, man, listen. Y'all finna hear me screaming like a girl if we win this joint.
Y'all kicker been having a crazy ass fucking season as a fucking he not a rookie, is he?
Cincinnati's kicker's a rookie. Our kicker's like
y'all
third
kicker is new though. I'm about to say Matt Gay, though. I'm talking about Matt Gay.
Yeah, he's a third year.
He's been going crazy too though, bro.
He missed that one field goal last 54 yards on, but
he's been killing for y'all all season.
He a Pro Bowl kicker. Well, he don't need the Pro Bowl. We're going to Super Bowl. So
word.
But that kid from Florida too, like his swag. Like I feel like when you just have people like that on your team, like that swag, like the comment. Oh, looks like we went to the AFC Championship game.
Right.
To Joe Burrow. Like that confidence to have on your team, that does a lot for a team. Like that makes people feel like they better than what they are. And that's what the Bengals been playing up to. They've been playing way better than what they really are. You know, nice. Yeah, Joe's nice. Jamar's nice. T. Higgins nice. You know, Jesse Bates nice. But they defense been playing, like, with this fire about them. They offense been playing with this fire. Aaron Donald and Vaughn been playing with a fire, too. Like, and that's gonna be fun. It's going. Earl don't like analytics, bro. I'm telling you, it's gonna come down to them trenches, and I trust my trenches versus theirs. To be honest with you,
I was about to say if there's any time like that, I would want to trust my damn trenches and feel like it's the Super Bowl. Like, goddamn, please, just y'all hold this shit together. And as I'm not a Rams fan at all, but as like an Eagles fan and knowing how dominant our defensive line was when we went made our run, like you could just see it. It's like when that line is getting to that quarterback and they causing so much ruckus, it's like you can have anybody back there. We had Tom Brady back there, and once we got that pressure in his face and we made that one play. At the end of the game, because everybody know Tom Brady was about to drive down and score that touchdown in that Super Bowl. Yep, I knew he was about to do it too. I prayed to my guys. I said, please,
this is the best, bro. Like, and mind you, the Patriots had the best O line in football that season.
Yep,
Trent Brown, like they had all them boys. Joe Thuney, like they had some dogs on that O line. And if I'm not mistaken, Pro Football Focus had him ranked number one, and they got beat because you just had his belief about you, bro. And, like, both these teams are, like, the only team I don't think has belief about themselves for real, is Kansas City because they're really just that skilled. Like, you they
think
have.
I think they believe in themselves. I think they're overly confident.
Right. I think they maybe too much. Like, it's good to be confident. But for you to, like, really try and put Tyreek in a flat route and get him into the end zone with 4 seconds left, like, you're just getting cute. Like, you're not trying to – to me, you're not trying to win the game. You're trying to just run it up, and that's like – it's going to
embarrass
backfire.
The team.
Yeah, you're trying to embarrass us. Like, you're trying to embarrass your opponent. Like, nah, like, I mean, it's nice when you can't – when it – if that play would have worked, it would have been the talk of the town. Like, oh, Andy Reid got balls. Pat Mahomes got balls. But it didn't work, and now it's the talk of, are they being too cocky? Are they being too confident?
Word.
I think they can pass without having, you know, this sense of, yeah, we got to earn it, because they earned it already technically. Like, they did it in Pat Mahomes' second year. Like, yeah, they want to ring.
They already got what they need. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know how hard it is to win a fucking Super Bowl?
So, bro, like, it's tough.
That's a hard final thing to do. Like,
it's tough. But Cincinnati in the beginning of the year was like 32-1. To win the Super Bowl, yeah, something like that, 29-1.
They said it was only like 14 bets or something like that. It was some small ass number. It was like a low ass percentage, like, of people that actually bet on them to make the playoffs, and then to get to the Super Bowl, it was less than that.
Wow, like that's and Cincinnati just has this sense right now of, we finna do this.
I
don't think he's walking in there like, oh, this is gonna be a tough game. I think when he gets asked about Aaron Donald, because I'm following Cincinnati on Twitter right now because I want to see, like, their interviews and stuff like that and kind of what they're talking.
Right.
I don't think Joe Burrow's going to even be worried about Aaron Donald. I think he's going to respect him. Like, yeah, you know, he's one of the best. He's Aaron Donald right now. Aaron Donald is the best defensive player in football, arguably the best player in football.
Yeah. It's kind of real.
A lot of people going to tell you
Pat Mahomes. He's the best player in football.
A lot of people going to tell you Pat Mahomes, but – Aaron Donald is another.
And PFF ranked him the 13th best quarterback this year. He wasn't even like the guy. So, nah, bro. Aaron Donald, when I look at those lists, you know, the top 100 and all that, I make my
own list.
Aaron Donald is number one. Like, there's nobody that dominates the game more than he does. Like, I feel like.
And he does it.
Double and triple team this man every
and he
play.
Still
like,
beats him.
Think about that. And he still beats the double and triple team.
He's undersized for his position. He's a 6 foot.
When he came out,
bro,
when he came out of Pitt, that's the everything they were saying about him. Oh, he's too little, too undersized. He's not going to work. That's all they were saying when that man came out of Pitt. And then look what he turned into.
I'm gonna tell you a story. So Chris Long, he used to play for the Eagles when they won that Super Bowl. He was teammates with Aaron Donald his rookie season. When they was in training camp. What's up? Did you get the lighter? It's right there underneath the thing. I'm gonna be charging.
TJ Plum. That's wild.